Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. Welcome to what is His message. What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is Monday of the 18th week in ordinary time. The Church celebrates today the memorial feast of St. Alphonsus Mary de Liguori, bishop and patron of moral theologians, born in Naples in 1696. He is the founder of the Redemptorist Congregation, founded in 1732. He was a practical person who believed that we can remain faithful to the Lord amid the torments of life or the torments in life. He died on the 1st of August 1787. Today is the 1st of August, and I wish us a happy new month. First reading today will be taken from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 28, verses 1 to 17. The prophet Jeremiah countered and rebuked the prophet Ananias, who failed to speak the truth for fear of losing his life and favor of the king and lords. Contrary to the prophecy of the prophet Ananias, the prophet Jeremiah prophesied that many nations will become subjects of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Our psalm for today will be taken from the psalmist of Psalm 119. The psalmist asked the Lord to teach him his statutes, and he begged the Lord to remove him from the path of falsehood. In today's gospel reading, taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21, our Lord Jesus fed the 5,000. Yes, my brother, my sister, the Lord was willing to feed the 5,000 with the little he had. Yes, it is true that we are nothing before him, but he calls us to present ourselves to him the way we are, because he is willing to accomplish in us great things, to accomplish through us great things. Hence, if we are open to him, our Lord Jesus, he will use us to carry out his good work within our families and communities. Please do not be deceived. The Lord has not condemned you. Seek the Lord the way you are. Approach him in prayer. Beg for mercy, and the Lord will grant you a newness of heart. Like the psalmist, we must learn to ask the Lord to teach us his laws and decrees. However, we must be willing to listen and accept what the Lord has to say, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. If you are confused about tomorrow, if we are confused about our future, then we must learn to consult the Lord in that quiet place. We must learn to approach him, to ask him for direction, and we must learn to wait for the Lord. As hearers and doers of the Lord's decrees, we are called to spread the good news of the Lord among all his people. Thus, we must ask the Lord for the courage to speak the truth and to lead those searching for the truth to the giver of hope, truth, peace, joy, and love, the Lord himself. However, as bearers and signposts of the truth and justice, we will not be loved by those who want their people to remain poor, those who love to be praised and worshipped and adored in this world. Like John the Baptist, we must be prepared for persecutions and death. The psalmist says, though the wicked lie in wait to destroy me, yet I ponder your will, and I have not turned from your decrees. Yes, my brother, my sister, even if you are the lone voice against a wicked government or leaders, we must remain true to the word of the Lord, to the Lord's decrees, like the prophet Jeremiah. The prophet Ananias was condemned to die, but the prophet Jeremiah was vindicated by the Lord. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 25 says, the fear of man is a snare or a trap, but the one who trusts in the Lord is safe. And so let us learn to uphold the Lord's message today, and the Lord will uphold us. Saint Alphonsus died after overcoming his fears and conquering the world. He was beatified and canonized by those who realized that the decrees of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandments of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. And the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, being altogether righteous. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us place our trust in the Lord, and the Lord will surely vindicate us. May He bless us today and protect us. May He grant us safety this new month. May He grant us His goodness this new month. May He bestow on us all that is necessary to succeed in this month of August. May He protect us as we go. Protect us as we come. May He overshadow us with His goodness. And may the Lord grant us His peace, grant our families His peace, and grant us His mercy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us.